A white picket fence, maybe a big backyard, and an increasing dollar value. Those are some of the coveted trappings of a dream home, but the news today suggests that could still be a dream for many people. Canadian housing prices are dropping, and to get a sense of what at least one real estate agent is seeing on the ground, we have reached Julie Kinnear. She sells for Royal LePage, and we reached her in Toronto. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. So, how is today going for you?
Well, I guess everything is going quite well considering the negative publicity, you know, the fear, a little bit of fear in the media, and you know what I mean, the U.S. economy kind of fears that seem to be overhanging Toronto.
I mean, what sorts of things are your clients saying to you just in the last day or so?
I would say they're. It's an interesting sort of perspective. We have lots of young buyers and move-up buyers, people who have owned their house for a while and want to move up. That's still a strong market. I guess what people are saying is we are keen, we just don't want to overpay. You know, we're slightly concerned that it's not going to go up anymore. And as you say, the market in Toronto, I suppose, has gone down about 1%. It doesn't feel like it's gone anywhere. It feels sort of steady, but I would say that there's still confidence in the market. I just don't think that people think that their money is going to grow on trees.
Yeah, and that drop in Toronto, you're right, isn't it probably doesn't translate so much on the ground for you. I guess the significance is that it's the first drop in something like a decade, right?
Right,
Yeah.
which is really feeling like more of an evening out of the market. It's less of a seller's market and more of a, you know, more even, you know,
Right.
both sides have an opportunity. I would say some sellers want to capitalize on their gain from the last 10 or 12 years, so they want to unload their properties or whatever. So there's a bit of that too.
So what sort of trends have you noticed recently as an agent?
I would say there's less frenzied bidding wars. It still happens, but it's not as common. It used to be sort of every listing you were, you know, gearing up towards, you know, offering between 0 and 10% over kind of thing or more.
Writing it on the top of a car and
That's
that sort of
right.
thing, yeah.
And real urgency. I would say there's slightly, it's not quite as urgent feeling anymore, but there's definitely, it's still quite affordable in Toronto considering. I mean, it's gone up sort of slowly but surely over the years. So move-up buyers have, you know, made quite a bit of money on their homes.
When did you start noticing that difference? Because a lot of communities will relate to this, that things seem really hot, things get snapped up, you know, a sign goes up, the sold sign stickers on it the next day. When did you start noticing actually a change?
June, July of this year.
That's interesting.
I would say that was the marked change. Certainly, you know, I think everybody was talking about there being, you know, a shift from being a big seller's crazy market to being an even type of market.
Yes.
I would say in the last couple months, you know, I think it's translated into actual things happening on the ground where people aren't holding back offers anymore. They're just saying, you know, I mean, you're negotiating prices a little bit and all that kind of stuff. But the good stuff still sells like crazy. It's just the stuff that isn't quite as desirable, like not in a good location or not in good, but not well priced or not, you know, I mean, not in good condition.
Yeah, when you say good stuff, I wonder, is still a price range that's most attractive?
No, I would say, well, first timers are pretty the easiest market still because there's seems to be more of them. But I would say in every price range, all the way up into the millions and all that kind of stuff, if it's a good product, it will sell quickly and for more money and all that kind of stuff. It's just the borderline stuff doesn't.
Do any of your clients talk about? We were just hearing some announcements in the last little while, even hours, of different plans for first-time home buyers and that sort of thing. Does it come up in the conversations that you have with your clients?
I'm not sure what you mean by
With the
different
federal
plans.
election, the federal leaders talking about new initiatives for.
Oh, well, I have to say the uncertainty of the political sort of climate right now is not helping. The feeling that Ontario is kind of getting the short end of the stick and that nobody really cares about it doesn't help, you know, the confidence. I would say any help to keep the, you know, the dollar low, the prime rate low, and all that kind of stuff will keep the housing market sort of strong, because right now it really does feel sort of solid. It does not feel like it's going to fall off a cliff or anything like that. It really, I've got lots and lots of buyers who are active, and then the same with sellers.
I don't even know if it's fair to ask you because these things do change so quickly, as you indicated. Even starting in June, you started seeing a shift, not so blazing hot. Do you have a forecast? I mean, for the Toronto housing
I wish I
market,
did.
the next few months.
I wish I had a crystal ball. I'm definitely rolling with the punches, and sort of adjusting our market plan if things do, you know, turn.
Okay.
But right now, it definitely still feels okay.
Okay, well, Julie Kinnear, we do appreciate you making a bit of time for us today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Julie Kinnear is a real estate agent for Royal LePage, and she is in Toronto again. Now we'll be talking about the economy. You mentioned you could hear Julie Kinnear saying it certainly is a conversation coming up among her clients in looking at buying homes.